No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. Now, we know there was a big event in Creighton on Saturday, Bill. How'd that go
for Shin Daddy? It was an epic event. I'll have to send you a photo of it. Shin Daddy had a giant medallion he wore with a money signal on it, sign on it. Oh, it was incredible.
Had like Flavor Flav?
Kind of like that, yes. Exactly like Flavor Flav, yes, exactly. Oh, it was an incredible night. It was a hot buttered rum party.
I know Flavor Flav, yes.
Wait, that was, you were at a hot buttered rum party on Saturday?
Saturday night, yes, for Shin Daddy's retirement.
And there was a big party?
Huge, probably 400 people came and at their house, came rolling through their house, yes.
They have a big house.
They have a big house, yes. And it was, Tamara had a whole thing set up, so it was really good. It was really a fun time. Probably the part that I enjoyed the most was towards the end because it was a cocktail party. So it was from 5 to 7. But there's a lot of people stuck around. So at the end, the crowd was like watching a Husker game, but they were everyone's pulling for Indiana, and we were in two different rooms because Schindler's got a 100-inch screen TV in one of his rooms. The best part is he has these big windows up above on where the screen is at. And if you drive over the hill in town, you can see through, and it's just illuminated. It's like there's a tanning bed on inside that room. But anyway, they were in that room, and then a lot of us were in the kitchen, so we're watching the Indiana game. But our screen was about 12 to 15 seconds ahead.
Oh no!
So our deal would be just like, no, yes, and over here they're like, what happened?
That
happens technology. All the time. Yeah, technology. That's if you ever. I remember being in a Mulligan's one time in Lincoln watching it, and it was NCAA basketball, and none of the TVs were in sync, and it'd be just complete mayhem would happen around the bar.
It's like a wave. So this was a hot butter rum party.
Yes, and so it went down. So Pork Chop and Russ would make the hot buttered rum. It's in this batter, and then there was some liquor added to it, a dark rum. And then that was handed over to Laura, my wife, and she added in the hot water with the stir and then the nutmeg. And it went over really, really well. It was incredible.
So dark rum.
Dark rum. That's wet, yes.
And then what's the food you serve with that?
What's that? The food was all the it was the dream food you would have. There's like those little tortilla wraps you would have, meatballs, nuggets, chicken nuggets, little thing.
Are those catered in?
No. Everything was brought by other people, and everything was dined on with a toothpick. So it was a fabulous night.
Did you bring Tupperware at all?
What's that? I did not bring my own Tupperware, but I do have
I
some.
I had to ask.
I have my own Tupperware.
Did you overdo it?
What's that? Did not overdo it. Did not. Like I said, the game, which we're going to talk about here shortly, yes, took over a lot of it. And then obviously the crowd was watching. There wasn't a lot of people watching real intently. There's a group of about 20 watching the volleyball game. Because I just think now it's like, even though they said they had a little struggle one game, right now in the first two rounds, it's kind of like, will the other team even score?
Right.
That's kind of what you think. Now it'll get a little more interesting. Will they score?
Will they win a set?
Will they win? Yeah, exactly. It's like, you're never like going, like I heard they were, oh, I don't know, a little harm's way. I go, how'd it end? Well, they swept him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't a big
deal. No, you're right.
Well, congrats to Shin Danny's retirement and for always sponsoring hour two.
This was in Creighton.
In Creighton. Yes, it was.
Midwest Bank.
Yes. We got a shout out. I told Steve the shout out from both of you. So thank you.
Thank you.
That was
for doing that for Shindy.
Now he's done working.
He is in the bank today. He's got some wrap up stuff that he's got to do like that. I would imagine he's probably, like I said, if Midwest Bank's listening, a pretty monumental bonus coming at Christmas. It should be for what he's done for 36 years there. So hoping that happens.
Life is good for Shindy.
Well, congrats to Shindaddy, and thank you to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring hour two of the show. 464-5685, call or text as always. Saturday night, we brought it up a little bit, but it's time to go in depth. Indiana, 13. Ohio State, 10. Kurt Cignetti, 24-2 as the head coach of Indiana, 13-0 this season, conference champion. Indiana Hoosiers.
Conference champion. Can we back up on one thing? Go ahead, Stevens. I got to bring this up here if I could. And I think I can get to it super quicker. Just give me one second here.
They didn't start off particularly well, Indiana.
It didn't matter, though.
Penalties, penalties.
Was the first hit, I didn't see it on.
It was a fine hit.
It was fine.
It was not dirty at all.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was wondering. Someone said
that. Mendoza gets hit his very first play, misses a play, comes back on third down.
Yeah, no, it was a legit hit.
Yeah, it was a fair shot.
Gotcha, okay.
Shot to the shoulder by number 92. His name is Curry.
Curry. Okay.
How about this one? This is 2 years ago.
Okay.
Okay, Indiana fires their coach. They were 0-9. I mean, 3-9. Lose to Ohio State, 23, respectable. Beat Indiana State. Lose to Louisville. Beat Akron, 29-27 in four overtimes. 29-27 in four overtimes. Lose to Maryland, 44-17. Lose to Michigan, 52-7. Lose to Rutgers, 31-14. Lose to Penn State, 33-24. Beat Wisconsin somehow. Lose to Illinois, 48-45 in overtime. Lose to Michigan State, 24-20. Lose to Purdue, 35-31. Next year, 11-2. This year, 13-0. That was 2 years ago.
Yep.
They fired their coach for being horrific, and at that time, they were in the clubhouse as the losingest football team in the history of college football.
I would say this now, when you look at that team, you guys watch the game. You have your own opinions.
Yeah.
I would say it's not just they have 3 to 5 guys that are really good. They have like 12 to 15 guys where you're like,
And they're one of the receivers out, the one who caught the touchdown pass against Penn State. He got injured.
Cooper got hurt right away.
Did not come back in the game.
No.
Come back in.
Surratt was back.
They had a guy named Charlie Becker show up. Hit 6 catches for 126.
6 catches. Remember, he had what he have 12 catches against Penn State, and to that time he only had 6 on the season. And all of a sudden, Becker, he had 6 catches, I think, on the year. Then all of a sudden he starts against Penn State, and he goes off. Was it 12 catches?
No, he did have 6 on the year before. He had 7 catches against Penn State, then 5 against Wisconsin, 1 against Purdue, 6 against Ohio State. So he's got 26 catches in the entire season.
That's it. That's 26.
It. He's good.
How about the one they made on 3rd and 5?
So late in the game. You'd think maybe go conservative. No, he whips it downfield, and Cignetti said, "We're playing to win." He had it figured out. He said there was probably 16 plays left
when they got the ball.
Yeah, does he mean between both teams?
What's that? No, when they got the ball, yeah, between both, he's figuring out kind of what it would have been, what chances they would have had. When we went through like
16 plays, he said.
And so, like I said, I had it down at 17 seconds to get the ball back after they got the first down. Mm. But they did a great job. They ran it, made him use their two, and then they get the pass. And then
what third else? And six.
You know, what else was brilliant? Instead of doing something stupid, you know what they did? They just ran the ball down, and then they punted it and gave it to him with 18 seconds left.
Yep.
And said, okay, let's play.
We trust our defense to stop
Let's
this.
Go. Instead of doing something stupid. Now, the only thing they could have done different was they could have ran some sort of a toss, or they could have maybe eaten up a little bit more time, maybe for a few seconds, but it was still brilliant. They just didn't – nothing looked stupid. When do they look stupid?
No.
When do you watch and just go, what is Cignetti doing?
And then their defense, so it's 18 seconds left, and they waste 5 seconds to get 1 yard. It was second and nine. It was 13 seconds. Like, the game's over at that point. It took 5 seconds to get a yard. Then you got to go all the way.
I thought Indiana looked better. That's just overall. That was my biggest takeaway. I'm like, oh, okay. They're pound for pound, they might be better than Ohio State.
Yeah, we cannot.
Can you get down with that number, or not?
I would still say talent wise, no. Ohio State honestly looked. The thing about that was interesting about Indiana, if you watch them hard defensively, nothing bizarre, nothing extravagant, nothing that unique. They played fundamentally sound, square football that was just remarkable. I mean, it was. I mean, yeah. and you're going against three wideouts that are unbelievable. Saint was throwing in what, like an 81 percentile, and he still threw about 81%
in
the game.
Pretty good, but he was stressed.
I mean, yeah, he was stressed though. He got out of – there was one that he got out of, and there was a face mask that they didn't call against Ohio State. I would say this on both sides of the ball. There was a lot of holding not called both sides of the ball.
Yep.
They were kind of going, hey, if they get – no, I'm not going to – it's got to be egregious. It's got to be egregious for it to go down.
Now, you count in the sacks. I mean, Ohio State, 26 rushes for 58 yards.
How many sacks did Saiyan incur?
He got out of the one, which was remarkable.
I think he got sacked five times.
It is five. Yeah, five sacks for Indiana.
They got Saiyan five times. He's been sacked six times all year. They saw a different team. I thought at halftime, I was telling Greg, we were watching in the garage, you were watching at Shindy's, with 400 people drinking hot butter rum. That was the garage with Greg.
Yeah. You know what? Both watching the game, though.
Still, was there any sort of TVs on time delay to the one you can watch it and watch the play again?
It was fun. I mean, we had wings and pizza. It was we overindulged. But at halftime, I told Greg, Ohio State's in trouble. Because, I mean, if you looked at the yardage, first downs, all of that, it favored Indiana. And I just thought the vibe was Indiana looks better. They have a harder edge tonight. I thought Ohio State was leading, but I thought they were in trouble. And they were in trouble.
They were. I came away, they're still the betting favorite. One of the things that came away, and obviously I'll be happy to eat my words, was when the game was over, I go, I don't know if Ohio State can win at all.
Why though?
Just watching that game. I'm like Georgia will cause them a problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
if Georgia's off, they go on again, off again.
You know why?
Yeah, Georgia.
Because Ohio will insist on running it with basic run plays into a heavy box. They don't
get
anything on first
down.
Guys,
yeah. And they can rush the passer. They can probably rush it better than their numbers don't say it. They can rush it as good as Indiana.
I don't get why.
In their first game, like I said, who plays the first game? It's A&M against
Miami.
So that's who their Ohio State's first game is. That will challenge them.
Absolutely.
Then the next game they have to play, probably Georgia. That will challenge them.
You're right. I think because they will insist.
And then who would their next game be if they had to go again, Jay? Can you pull that up? If they keep rolling, what we think. We don't know who's going to win, but let's just say it's chalk.
I mean, that'd be the semifinals at that point.
Yeah. So from the
Texas Tech or Indiana or Oregon.
Pull up the bracket.
Well, I mean, if Ohio State, they'll play the winner of A&M in Miami, and then they'll play Georgia versus whoever they're playing.
Probably Georgia.
And then you're in the semifinals.
Yes. So they got a rough go.
Why do they insist on basic handoffs into heavy boxes to an undersized running back?
I'm not sure.
For nothing. For no,
they don't have an overcomplicated. They are a 11 personnel basically only team, and so there's not a lot of complicated gap fits. There's not a lot of gap runs, which we've talked
about. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
On the show about how gaps change, yeah, makes it more difficult.
They don't do that.
You don't see a lot of that.
Now, you would say, if you're smart, Sipple, shut up. They were setting things up. They're setting up bootlegs for the second half. And they did. It helped.
It's something I remember one time I did, because I was a couple times like, gosh, dang it. I kind of had a couple questions for the Indiana coordinator. And then I kind of had to like, time out. Ohio State scored 10. Hey, Bill, how about you try this one? Shutty. But one thing that they did do, which I remember, like when the last drives, I go, if they give up a naked to the offense's left again, I'm going to lose it, because they hit like three nakeds.
Ohio State
did. Yeah. I'm like, hey, we have to have a naked plan here of how we're going to run this and how we're going to affect.
They were setting that up. That seems like the only thing they're setting up. They can't beat. Their running backs are pedestrian. Ohio State's
compared to last year.
Yeah.
This is not Judkins and Henderson.
No. But let's not forget now, if they. The quarterback slips, and his knee hits the ground, and they don't get a...
I know.
On that fourth and one.
And then...
And they miss the 27-yard field goal.
And then they hold him. They miss the field goal. Now, I'll counter the field goal with a missed field goal, because Indiana missed a layup one also. Yeah. So I'll kind of counter that one. But the quarterback just fell down. He just slipped. His knee hits.
His knee hit.
Right away, I go, I think his knee hit.
Yeah, I did.
It's like, well, that doesn't look right.
Way short.
It was...
That was it. Now, to me, that was it.
Do we have any audio?
We do. I want to make sure we play... So Fernando Mendoza likely won the Heisman Trophy. I mean, it's, at this point, it's you know.
Pavi had to watch that and just go, yeah, oh, man, that's over there now. It went.
God, Mendoza's good.
There it went.
Holy crap.
And here was Mendoza right away after the game and post-game
so good.
With Fox Sports.
Oh, congratulations, Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Flipping champs.
You guys call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
is the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Tell me about finding Charlie Becker, third down, 2 minutes to go. We talk about Heisman moments, but take me through that one.
Man, what an incredible, Charlie's been, but he's been every single day in summer. We were always thrilled before practice, before at 7 a.m. on Sundays, doing spots, doing routes, and now you see it to come to fruition. He's my roommate. Couldn't be happy for such a young man as well as our defense playing lights out, and well, everybody just, what an incredible moment.
Congratulations. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much. God bless. God. Go Hoosiers.
Fernando Mendoza.
The greatest on-field interview I've ever heard.
Team guy.
And I love the. I didn't even catch this. I was listening to it because it was going so fast. We will drag teams into the deep end.
That's coming from Sigs.
That was straight Sigs. Drag them into the deep end. We'll see what happens. Sigs. Yeah, we'll drag them into the deep end.
They have a great leader. That's what they have.
Do you want to hear from that leader?
Yes, they have a great leader.
The legendary. what can you say about Kurt Cicchetti? Mm-hmm. There's all the words. Here's Kurt Cicchetti. One of his quotes post game.
We're going to go in the playoffs as number one seed. And a lot of people probably thought that wasn't possible. But when you get the right people and you have a plan and they love one another and play for one another and they commit, anything's possible. And I think that's what you saw happen here.
One more for Cicchetti right here.
I got two things to say. Besides all the thank yous to the president, Pam Whitten, the AD, Scott Dolson, our assistant coaches, our team, our seniors, our fans, all right? We are Big Ten champions. And you talk about changing the way people think. I got 3.5 weeks to get this team humble and hungry for the playoffs.
Kurt Cicchetti.
This is Indiana. Let's go back
remember,
on this.
Yeah, remember what he said? Remember when he first took the job and he went on the basketball court?
How could we forget?
And said,
Purdue sucks.
Purdue sucks, but he said also, Michigan sucks and Ohio State sucks. He said I had to get the campus rolling. I had to get him excited. He said when I first walked here, the vibe was so bad. When I first walked on this campus, he said I have to get them excited. He said Ohio State sucks and Michigan sucks.
And now Google he's a Big Ten champ.
Google me. Said, and also had that brilliant by him. He's kind of like, you know what? Here's the deal here. If I don't get things way cranked up, it's going to be one of those deals, 5-7, 7-6, go to the bowl game, back to 4-0 whatever, and I'm in a couple of years and I'm out of here. Or I can try to upset the apple cart, which he did. And then all of a sudden, he has everything rolling. But it was so much fun to watch that happen. And it's potential now.
Oh, they can win it all.
They're the first overall seed, right. Number one.
They have a chance. And if right now... It's the greatest in my lifetime. It's the greatest coaching story ever. There's not one that's been better.
I mean,
there's not one better. If they win it all, the movie will be so ridiculous. I mean, it really will.
It'll go from the great college football story to just a great sports story of all time.
Of all time.
That it'll transcend the sport if they win it all.
20 years from now, when they still get together with the players with Jimmy Valvano when they won it all in basketball, they get to sit there around, they all talk. Imagine these guys sitting around now when they're like in their 40s, talking about what practice was like with Sigs and what was going on and all those things. Even to the point now, the story's so great. But here's the next story: if you're at Rutgers, what do? We can't compete. Yeah, you can.
Apparently, you can.
Apparently, you can.
They did.
Indiana just did. What if you're at Purdue? Sure can, buddy. 2 years ago, we beat Indiana. It's right here.
Well, the same thing. Look at Vanderbilt. They didn't win the conference, but it happened there. Virginia sucked forever. Virginia won 10 games this year. Like it's happening and everywhere.
Is anyone saying that Indiana was, well, pretty obvious why they did it. They overspent everywhere. No, they didn't. They paid okay money. They have some money.
They committed a lot up front.
They're not without money, but they're not Texas Tech. They're nothing to that. It's like, well, everything changed. They changed with it, but it's pretty. Like I said, the number of 4 and 5 stars compared to Ohio State, it's ridiculous.
No.
I mean, it was like the percentage is like 2% of what their roster compares to Ohio State's roster.
I mean, he started inside, and that's very evident. They're very good up front on both sides, especially the D line.
Yeah, they didn't get pushed around at all.
No, they don't get pushed around. No, not even close. They're rugged up front. That's where he started. That's what he said. His big mantra was, if we're going to beat the big boys in the Big Ten, you have to get the big boys.
13-10, Indiana over Ohio State. Big Ten champs, number one overall seed in the college football playoff. Kurt Zignetti, you are an evil genius. We love you.
Yeah. Well, like I said, everyone's available. So right now, why would Nebraska not be in the same spot next year? Well, tell me why.
Don't ever accept that that's an outlier. Yeah. No. That's your goal now. It happened. Mm-hmm. Don't say this is
a way
magic.
Different deal.
It's
it
not
happened.
Magic. It's not
they
magic.
They won the Big Ten.
It's not magic. He put in a hard work. He had so a right
why,
formula
so
there.
So why not Nebraska next year? That's year four.
Yeah, there's nothing fluky about this. They're just really good. He did a good job of everything.
Coaching, they lost. I think this is the one coach. They lost him. He went to UCLA and got fired week four. Yeah,
Tito Sinceri.
Yeah, that was it. The rest of them, they all stick around. And I'm a little surprised that there was no one off that staff that got hired in any jobs. The one place I'd be like going, I'm just going to hire someone from Indiana. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just doing that.
You wonder if they got even interviewed at all. Or just said, hey, we're good. No, we're sticking around. No.
I wouldn't go talk to someone. I'd just be like, Sigs, I'd stay right in my office.
Who'd UCLA hire?
Bob Chesney.
I thought he had connections to Sig, but he doesn't really. He just succeeded.
Just succeeded. James no connection. Gotcha.
Yeah, he didn't have connections. I thought for sure he was like a disciple.
So Indiana did it, but UCLA can't. Nope. Can't say that. Can you say Washington can't? Nope. I mean, they had the year before they had the schedule, which was like the year before Indiana had Nebraska's schedule this year. That's exactly
and they went 11-2.
Is it? Yeah. Is the main thing though with Cignetti just his talent evaluation must be supreme.
He does it all. He doesn't miss on his coaches. He doesn't miss on his evaluations on players. He gets the right competitive. He gets the right mix. The right you name it, they have it. Now they're winning, so it's easy to say. Look at their chemistry. That's easy to say.
Yeah, that's true.
But he has done a remarkable job of who they went and got, how they fit. I mean, did anyone think at any point in time Mendoza wasn't even in the top 100 for the Heisman when the season started? Well, he wasn't.
No. That's the next part of the conversation. I think he must be fabulous with quarterbacks.
And has a
look
plan.
At Mendoza. Look at Rourke last year was great. Curtis Rourke was good.
Mendoza went to another level, though.
What surprised me the most on the win against Ohio State was that I thought there had to be more legs from Mendoza. Design quarterback runs, because they're gonna have to do that just to kind of keep the chain. And they really didn't do that. That wasn't what they did.
The running backs are awful good.
Yeah, they're
Hemby.
Really good.
Whoa.
And Roman Hemby.
Hemby.
Kalen Black, 16 carries, 69 yards. Roman Hemby, 13 carries, 52 yards. Mendoza, 5 for -3.
Who's the other one? Black?
Kalen Black actually had more yards. Yeah, 16 carries, 69 yards.
They're both horses. Hosses. And now, Hemby's a littler guy, but he's a hoss.
Yeah. And it's really hard to say that right now, even if you're Ohio State, that's fine. Regroup. We'll win it all. It's hard. They did last year. They had that special run last year. It's hard to do that again. Now, the difference is that they only need to win 3, not 4.
Right.
Last year,
they get a break.
Because of injuries.
They beat Tennessee the
because
first
of injuries. You always have. You go out there and play, you might get beat up.
God dang, though. I mean, Indiana, I thought Ohio State's defense was immovable. Like, I just thought Indiana won't be able to do it. They went up. They ran it on them. They threw it on them. They got Ohio State's defense on its heels at times. I was like, okay.
Great football.
The last throw. And so when you heard the interview of Mendoza, how crazy it was, how about how calm he is when he plays? Really I bet his heart rate's about at 50 during the game. And then it goes to 250 for an interview.
He made some throws.
The last throw. The dime that he threw was incredible. I mean, it was like
the touchdown. The rat was beautiful.
Throwing the ball 40 yards.
It was.
Yeah. You know, that
touchdown. It was a great play by receiver.
The coverage was unbelievable.
It was good.
Can you imagine telling the guy, listen, they're going to rush you and they're going to be all around you, and I need you to throw this ball at 40 yards and you need to hit a paper plate. And he did.
That was the ball to Surratt in the end zone?
No, that one and the other one. They both are so well placed.
Oh, okay.
We trusted receivers and they made plays too.
And guess what they are, Steve? Big receivers.
I know.
Big receivers.
Guys with catch radius. But, no, I give Clad a lot of credit, too. The touchdown pass to Surratt, he called it. Now He said that. He said that the routes, I don't recognize those wordage that you guys always talk.
It's an inside fade by the slot. We used to call it knife route, but it's an inside. And the reason it's a good route is because there's a lot of space.
Clad said, this is what you're – look for this. And he said two routes. And it'll go to number 13. Look for number 13. Bam!
Yeah. And 13 knew it was coming to him. by the coverage, dictated, here's where the ball's going.
So he lined up inside?
Yeah, he's in the slot, yep. So he had space.
It was a perfect throw. It was a great play by Surratt. I mean,
the defense,
and the coverage was outstanding.
The last one that Becker caught, look at the hand of the DB. He gets it in between. I mean, he has a chance to make a play on it. Yes. It's pretty remarkable.
Jake, why do I like big receivers? Here's why. Because you can, like that ball, there's a ball to Jeremiah Smith that was well covered. He just big bodies the guy. Sarrett just big bodied that guy. That's what you do. You don't do that if you're 5'9", 165. Okay? Yeah. Can't do it.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear. IT or what, Bill?
I've been hacked!
Don't get hacked. Call our friend at Applied Connective Technologies. They're all 93,
they're all
93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, it's time for Head Scratchers next on Early Break in the Ticket.